Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, joining us right now on the show, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline, is Washington tight end Logan Thomas. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It's really good to have you on the show. I've actually asked for you in the past because I have really appreciated the way you've played and have enjoyed watching you play, especially when you've been healthy since you got here 2 years ago. First of all, how are you feeling? You know, how close to 100% are you?
I feel really good. I mean, it might not be 100, but I'm pretty close to it. Just got a little bit of explosiveness back in the knee, but I appreciate that. I appreciate those kind words.
So describe in your words, Logan, why and how your team has run off 6 wins in the last 7 games and gone from 1-4 to what right now is a pretty good playoff position. How did it happen?
Well, we're playing good football, and we're playing clean football. So we're not turning the ball over a whole bunch, and we're not having a whole bunch of penalties. If you can do those two things, you kind of control your own destiny. You just got to make a couple plays outside of that. We're doing a good job. We're playing confidently. We're playing for each other. Defense is playing out of their mind. And, you know, offensively, we're controlling possession and controlling football.
You and Taylor Heinicke are more than just teammates, right? You're friends.
Oh, yeah, we're good friends, at least on my side. I can say it on my side. We're good. I won't speak for him.
I think he said the same thing before as well. So, you know, we see Taylor the player, and that's it. You see Taylor the player, the person, the teammate, et cetera. What is it about him that makes him a player that you guys believe in?
You know, it's just his persona, just the way he is as a person. And then when he comes on the practice field, he comes out here and practices hard every day, and he's not a liability. He's not out here making bad reads and bad throws. Like, he's a professional. But then when you get in the locker room and you just talk to him, and he does a good job of talking with everybody, and he gets on the same page with everybody, and, you know, he builds relationships. And that's one thing that, from everybody on offense to everybody on defense can get along with.
What do you think he does well, and what, as a former quarterback, and your perspective is obviously a unique one, what do you think he can improve upon?
What he does well is just the command of the offense. He knows what everybody's doing. He knows where everybody's supposed to be. If anybody's misaligned, he gets them lined up right. And, it's a testament to, you know, what he does outside the building on what to do. And then things that he can do better at, you know, that's not my area of expertise anymore. But as anybody will say, it's just taking care of the football. And he'll probably say the same thing. You know, there's one or two plays a game that he'll be like, oh, man, I want that throw back. So, you know, for us, our success is just not turning the football over, running the football, and scoring in the red zone.
We're talking to Logan Thomas, of course, Washington tight end. You've been here since 2020, and you've played with a lot of different quarterbacks. It was Dwayne, it was Kyle Allen, it was Alex Smith, it was Taylor. In that first year, you had Ryan last year before you got hurt for a brief period of time, obviously. This year, Carson, and now Taylor again. I think there is this feeling that many of us have from the outside looking in, that there is more belief in Taylor when he's out there and the ability to kind of play quarterback and lead the team than almost anybody else you've had. Why is that?
You know, what I'll say is that he's been in the system the longest, so that's what, you know, football-wise, playing-wise, it kind of helps him in that way. But I think the greater belief just comes from just the guy of who he is. How awesome he is as a human being, as a person, and he's just a lovable character and somebody that you just want on your side at all times. And so, you know, I feel like for him, as long as, when you got the love and support of your teammates, it makes it a little bit easier for you to just go out there and play too.
All right, one more question about the quarterbacks, and then I want to ask some questions specific to you. But, you know, as an ex-quarterback, I think your perspective is interesting. How is Carson coming along? What are you seeing from him in practice?
He's doing a good job. It looks like he's got his pop back. The ball's coming out of his hands clean, and he's starting to get a whole lot more comfortable. And for him, it's like he's starting to get more comfortable with the playbook, too, which is a big, big thing for around here, because it's not just your normal, ordinary playbook. It's kind of unorthodox. So, but no, he's been itching to get back on the field. And when he did last week, he's been running smoothly, and the ball's coming out smoothly as well. So happy to have him back. And, you know, the guy's just taking all the things that have come with a grain of salt. And he hasn't changed who he is as a person one time, and which is awesome just to see, because obviously some people could take it different ways.
Do you think that may have been some of the issues early on with some of the up-and-down play was just the playbook and him, you know, in a new system for the first time in his career?
Yeah, it's a tough system transition for sure. This one is just very different. Obviously, you know, it's one of those things where it's hard to pick up when you just get into the season because everything changes too. So, but, you know, I think he did a good job for how quick and how, you know, ordinarily awkward it is early on in the season.
I remember talking to your coach, Ron Rivera, last year about you and the loss of not having you on the field, and he thought it was a very significant one. I remember asking him specifically, you know, Logan Thomas, Curtis Samuel, J.D. McKissic, who do you miss the most? And he said you. Now, they didn't have the benefit last year of really having Curtis at any point for a significant amount of time. But he talked about, you know, having a guy that was a quarterback and just your grasp of everything and how smart you are. And I would ask you, what are the benefits of being one of those players who played quarterback in college but now play a different position in the NFL? You know, you played quarterback for a few years to start your career in the league, but now you play tight end. What does being a former quarterback provide you in benefits at a different position?
Well, I think it helps you direct traffic as well. It's not just all throwing the quarterback. And, you know, I don't have to worry about getting lined up or where I'm supposed to be or what route I got, all that stuff. Like, the knowledge is there, but then I can also help other guys. Like, hey, you're supposed to be in this split on this position. And then outside of what we do, knowing the defense and what the defense is supposed to do or ordinarily should do based on the coverage or the blitz or whatever they're running. So it's just kind of being a half step ahead of what's happening.
Is there any other position you could have played in the league other than quarterback, or was your size always going to make tight end the best bet?
I think based off of size and athleticism, and God gave me some natural hands as well, I think tight end was the natural move. But growing up, I played a little bit of everything. I played safety, I played outside backer. I got recruited to play DN in places, so I think it was pretty much the normal transition, though, was to tight end. I want to stay on the offensive side of the ball anyway.
What'd you say? I'm sorry?
I said I would rather stay on the offensive side of the ball anyway because it's more fun.
I was going to say about your hands, and I was going to ask you about your hands, because you are one of those hands catchers. You're not one of those receivers or tight ends that lets it hit their chest and then sort of, you know, cradles it after that. You reach out, catch it with your hands, with your fingertips. I'm assuming you played a lot of sports and probably other sports well. But what is the advantage of being a hands catcher versus not, which, again, you see a lot of guys are not?
Yeah, so the hands give you a little bit more of a radius, you know, to pull the ball in. And then contested catches, when you use your hands, they got to fight through your body, especially being a guy my size. You got to be able to, like, go through my back or through the side, and then your arm's got to be longer than my arm to get to the ball, which isn't very often when it comes to guys in my position and guys we go against. So kind of just lets you use your body as a shield, and if you don't, you try to let it get to your body, then, you know, the probability of them being able to get a hand on it goes up a whole lot more.
So we're talking to Logan Thomas. Logan and the team Sunday, 1 o'clock in the Meadowlands against the Giants in the first of two straight games. Kind of a scheduling quirk, Logan, with the same team in back-to-back games with a bye week in between. Tell me about this first one A very important game Sunday. What are the keys offensively for you guys to be successful?
Yeah, just a little bit of a little bit more of the same. We got to be able to control the football. Got to be able to run it. Got to be able to pick up third down, first downs on third down, and control some of that clock. And then we have an opportunity to make an explosive play. We got to be able to take it. They're a very aggressive defense, so we got to catch them sometimes in their aggression and be able to make a play on it.
How many plays are in the playbook that have you taking a direct snap?
Well, I guess wouldn't everybody like to know that question?
Well, you took one right early in the season. I'm forgetting which game. Was it the Detroit game?
No, that wasn't me. That was Armani.
Armani took one. No, I remember that. Yeah. But didn't you take a snap this year or not?
No, I haven't taken one this year.
I've taken one
in years past.
All right. If both of you are up at the same time, who's the third string emergency quarterback?
Oh, it's me for sure. No questions.
No.
All right, I got the helmet made up that has the green dot on it and everything.
Oh, you got everything. Okay, good. Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate the time. Best of luck on Sunday.
Absolutely. Take care of yourself. Appreciate you having me on.
Logan Thomas, everybody. I like Logan Thomas a lot as a player. I think whether it was Alex Smith or Kyle Allen or specifically Taylor Heinicke, and I think if Ryan Fitzpatrick had quarterbacked last year with a healthy Logan Thomas all year, I think that he is a weapon. You know, his size, his athleticism, his soft hands. I mean, we've seen that over and over again. That catch he had against Houston on that little sideline route where it was a contested catch. But as he said, as a hands catcher, you extend the radius. And I can imagine, and I think I mentioned this to him after we were recording, he was a pretty good basketball player. And he said he got, he's got a couple D1 offers in basketball as well. Big-time weapon, big-time red zone weapon, a guy that Taylor can throw contested balls to just like he can to McLaurin. It's really important that he be healthy down the stretch for this team. He's going to go Sunday. He told me that afterwards, even though he's listed on the injury report as limited with a rib injury. And that means right now, by the way, it's time for the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics Injury Report. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing, that one thing being you. Visit CFAOrtho.com. So this is an important injury week here. After yesterday's practice, you had Gibson, Milne, St. Juice, and Trey Turner. All did not practice. Gibson, the latest to hit that injury report. And it really is starting to trend with no St. Juice and perhaps no Dax Milne again and perhaps no Trey Turner, which means Sam Cosmi may play guard with Lucas at tackle. And I think a lot of people think that Cosmi could be a great guard anyway. The no St. Juice for 2 weeks in a row, if that's the way it plays out, big loss, you know, although Christian Holmes accounted, himself pretty well. It's the Giants injury report that you really have to pay attention to this week. They have had significant players out in recent weeks. They were missing 3/5 of their starting offensive line against the Cowboys, and yet they still moved the football against Dallas. A good defense, for sure. They had the lead, let's not forget, against the Cowboys at halftime, 13-7. But they're going to get their center back, it looks like, this week, Feliciano. They're going to get Evan Neal back. He was a full go in practice yesterday. And they might get Adoree Jackson and Fabian Moreau back this week as well. Certainly Fabian Moreau looks like a possibility. Yeah, that's the Fabian Moreau who was here in Washington. He's become a starting corner in New York, and he missed the game on Thanksgiving. The Giants have not done a good job of running the football the last 2 weeks, and I'll talk about that when I get to the keys to a win over the Giants. And in part, it's been because they have been so banged up front along their offensive line, and they are going to be, it looks like, much healthier Sunday. That could be a huge key to the game on Sunday. That was your Advanced Orthopedics Injury Report from the Center for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced. Care centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAOrtho.com. All right, when we come back, you'll hear a couple of things yesterday that both Jack Del Rio and Scott Turner said in their weekly press hits. And then we'll get to my keys to a win Sunday in the Meadowlands against the Giants. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show and the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.